cliche was, well, never again, we must never again let that happen. And of course, since then, there have been at least 20 modern genocides, whether it's Srebrenica, whether it's Rwanda, whether it's Darfur, whether it's Cambodia, where once again, regimes, groups have made it their business to try and do away with whole populations as a modern genocide. So never again, I'm afraid, is yet again. It is happening, and it is when prejudice and stereotyping and misunderstanding and intolerance gather apace, and people look for somebody to blame, often for their own misfortunes. Now, is that a modern? Is there a modern parallel? Yes, of course there is. Do we sometimes get it terribly wrong in mixing up what are genuine refugees, people fleeing from war or fleeing from persecution, with those who are economic migrants, those who are simply trying to do better for their families? Yes, we do. And what that does is worry whole communities, and it causes misinformation, misunderstanding, a lot of myths about people taking over our country. And the whole idea is that refugees are refugees, and the United Nations and all countries who are signed up to the United Nations understand that they have a duty towards refugees, those in genuine peril of their life, fleeing from, as I say, persecution, wars.